Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Sam Hans, president of Stone Co. And this Dallas-based company is the leading innovator of a unique process creating true stone wall finishes. And we're going to talk to Sam about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years we've been asking the Franchepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Sam Hantz, the president of StoneCo, and this Dallas-based company is the leading innovator of unique processing, creating true stone wall finishes. Hi, Sam. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. I appreciate this. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine, Sam. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Sam?
Well, I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas, where the temperature today is supposed to be 79 degrees and crystal clear skies. So,
I'm a little envious, I have to tell you. It's still cold here in Pennsylvania, Sam, so we're still getting hit a little bit in the Northeast, so I'm a little envious, you know, of the weather there, but that's fantastic. You know, we started the show over 10 years ago, Sam, and we found that, you know, every business like yourself has a story. And, you know, when I was researching StoneCo, I said, wow, this is really a terrific story. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, the history of StoneCo, you know, how you guys began and where you are today.
Sure, sure. Well, I appreciate you recognizing it because it truly is a unique story that we've got to tell. You mentioned it. We have a process that's been developed where we can blow true limestone over virtually any surface. So we can take a brick house, for example, turn it into a stone house. And to explain StoneCo, I really need to back up a couple of thousand years and just tell you a little bit about limestone, because that's the key to what we do. That's the heart of what we do.
Right.
As you know, limestone has been one of the primary building materials for civilizations for thousands of years, and some of the oldest structures that are still in existence for man were formed out of limestone, such as the pyramids, the Sphinx. So it's been used for thousands of years. The problems with limestone primarily have been because of the weight associated with it. It creates some issues, and we have solved that problem with what we're doing. Limestone itself is broken down into several different types of limestone. And the limestone that's at the heart of what we do is called hydraulic limestone. So keep that in mind, but let me tell you about the story of our company and how we got started. Our company was founded by a guy named Ken Morrison back about 2005. Ken had a house here in the DFW market that he wanted to flip. It was a brick home, one of the many, many brick homes that are located in this area and throughout the country. Very nice brick home of about 4,000 square feet in a very nice brick home neighborhood where every home in the neighborhood was brick. And Ken came up with the idea. He wanted to add some stone to the house, got to looking around and realized that adding quarried stone or block stone was not a viable option for a remodel. There are a number of reasons, particularly the weight, but also if you do put stone against the house, you don't have a solid bond, and you could get moisture behind it and a number of other issues. So Ken did more research and came across a process that was being used in Europe with hydraulic limestone. Now, hydraulic limestone gets its name because of the drying process, and what that means is that it dries. The moisture dries out of it. That's where the name hydraulic comes from. And because of that, it allows time to go in and to mold shape and color the stone into any design or color that you would want. So Ken started working with this concept, spent the next few years doing jobs here in the DFW market, and he developed some additions to the formula of limestone that actually enhanced the qualities of the hydraulic limestone. So in 2010, he formed StoneCo and developed it very nicely here in the DFW market. It was doing exceptionally well, revenues over $1 million a year. And then in 2014, I met Ken through a mutual friend. My background is franchising, and we decided that we were going to franchise the model. And so we launched the franchise at the end of last year, and reception up to this point has been truly just exceptional across the country.
Particularly when you see it, you know, when you see the pictures, Sam, you know, I was very impressed when I saw the videos. I saw the clip on, it was one of the cable shows, Your House, Your Home. I remember seeing it. I was just so impressed with it. I remember them saying that Stone Coat gives you the classic look of stone without the price of classic stone, which is also a nice benefit of your product,
sure.
Isn't it?
It is. It's one of the several advantages that we can offer to our clients. Number one is that if you compare our price and all the other related costs that go into quarried stone or regular stone, and what I mean by that is that if you're going to use quarried stone, because of the weight, you have to add extra foundation. You had to put a 5.5-inch footer all the way around the house. Then you've got the mess and the time that it takes to put the stone on. Putting stone on is a very messy process, and then it has to be cleaned up, and the yard and everything is a real mess too. So not only are we generally cheaper, but we are also faster, and we are far, far less messy than using quarried limestone.
That's fantastic. If you were at a franchise show, Sam, you know, the typical question, because, you know, you do have a franchise background, is, you know, someone will come up to your booth and they'll say, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond to the question?
Well, yeah, and we do hear that a lot. That is primarily the question everybody wants to know, you know, what's the elevator talk here?
Right.
But in a nutshell, what we do is that we have a process where we can create a stone house or stone accents onto an existing building, inside and outside. And that's one of the beauties of this, is that we can put this onto almost any surface, including sheetrock inside. Wow. We can do sheetrock ceilings, in fact. And you should see a sheetrock ceiling. I mean, a stone ceiling, rather, on sheetrock.
Right.
It is magnificent. So the answer to your question is that we have a process where we can blow true limestone onto virtually any surface and turn it into stone.
Yeah, we're going to put lots of pictures up on our show page when the show does run live, because, you know, when you see the pictures, I mean, it is just, it's so impressive, you know, that you can pretty much do it anywhere. How is technology used in the business today, Sam? I mean, from when you guys first started, how are you utilizing it today?
Well, you know, I have to admit that the process of blowing stone on is a pretty straightforward process, but there's not a lot of technology involved in that. Where the technology comes in is actually running of the business. Technology has allowed us to reach customers that we never could have introduced this to before.
Right.
I always tell people this is a very touchy-feely product. So whenever we can get on television or the internet with videos such as what you saw, people start to understand the implications of this. It's truly a game-changing product in a multi-billion dollar industry.
Speaking of the industry, so what industry, I guess, would you guys be classified in, Sam? Well, I guess, would that go into the home improvement industry, would you say?
Well, again, that's one of the really neat things about this product, because it truly is a crossover product. And what I mean by that is that we have huge applications in new construction, both residential and commercial, well as remodeling, both residential and commercial. The fact that we can go inside and, for example, something as simple as changing a brick fireplace into a stone fireplace in someone's living room or den. Or we could go in and convert entry walls into magnificent stone walls inside the house. And then outside, of course, all the applications of remodel, but also new construction. We have a tower here in McKinney that is 9 stories tall. and we covered that entire tower in limestone with all kinds of designs, including a cross. It's just a magnificent structure, and so we can go vertical with it. It's just huge applications across the board.
How long does it take, Sam? I mean, when I was watching the video, you know, when I was watching your house, your home, you know, of course, you know, when you're watching a one-hour show, it goes by quick. But, I mean, how long does something like this typically take?
It varies, of course, depending upon the complexity of the job. And if we were talking about just a stone wall that we were blowing and carving out, we can do that very quickly. We can do up to 400 square feet a day under ideal conditions, which is really moving along quickly. And when I say completed, I mean we'll blow it and then carve it out and pick up our mess and be gone. If we are designing a house or something that's more vertical, several stories, that has windows and doors and balconies and things like that, then the process slows down. But we can do it amazingly fast compared to stone.
Yeah, that's fantastic. The majority of our listeners know this in the franchise interview, Sam. They're interested in buying a franchise. What types of characteristics will you be looking for in your franchisees?
You know, that's a great question. If you could let me just explain my background a little bit and why I give you the answers I do. I describe myself as a serial entrepreneur. I've owned over 25 companies in my life. I've been a franchisee 14 times, meaning I've sat on the other side of the table. Plus, I have built 10 franchises working with owners to convert their business into franchise models in the last 10 years. And before that, I was with Kerr's for 9 years and part of the team that helped take that from zero to over 8,000 stores in 9 years.
Right.
So I have come to the conclusion that what I'm looking for with someone who wants to become a franchisee is not someone who necessarily has business experience or of running their own business, owning their own business, or even experience in the construction industry. What this franchise is looking for, the person that would work best, is someone who wants to be involved in the day-to-day activities of their own business. They're tired of the rat race. They don't have to be out there every day. They don't need to be the ones that are blowing the stone. They could be if they like that, but more from a management position. It doesn't require full-time work, but we're really not looking for pure investors either, someone who just wants to throw a manager in the door. That's not what we're looking for either.
Sure.
We love the executives, for example, who have been downsized. And this is not gender specific either. So this is a business that ladies could really take to because of the creative aspect of it.
It's great that you have that background in both instances, you know, that you've been a franchisee and you've worked on the franchisor side, you know, that you could put yourself in the franchisee's shoes, which is not always can be said on our show. You know, a lot of times we don't have the franchisor who's actually been a franchisee, you know, so I think I'm sure that helps you, doesn't it, Sam, in working with the franchisee?
It does. It does tremendously because they have not seen any situation that I haven't either worked through as a franchisee or helped other franchisees work through. You know, the ball game, I know the rules very, very well.
That's fantastic. What's the training like, Sam? I mean, once you decide that you do like them, they like you, you know, and they do come on board as a franchisee, I mean, do they come to, you know, the Dallas area for training? Is that how it works?
That's correct. They are required to come to DFW. They'll spend a week here, and the training is very comprehensive. We spend part of the time from the basics of how do you start a business, how do you run the business, what makes a good business, and particularly what makes a good franchise. As far as other elements of it, things like advertising, we have a PR firm out of Chicago that we use. We have a SEO web designer who comes in and works with them on social media, explaining the social media aspects. Everything you can imagine or need to know about how to run the business is taught on the very front part. So the real key to being successful in franchising is not the product or the service that you're offering. The real key to it is running the business well. So we focus a lot on running the business well. Then we get into the elements of design, utilizing stone, why you use it on certain applications, where it's best used. For example, there's a stone called cast stone. If you're familiar with that, it's more of a smooth stone. You'll see used around windows and doors a lot. Why is that particularly applicable in those areas? And so we spend a whole day talking about that. And lastly, of course, we teach people how to blow the product, how to carve the product out, how to color it to get the desired look. And we can duplicate any stone look you have ever seen.
That's fantastic. What if, you know, you were describing the some of the characteristics, and we've learned over the last 10 years that, you know, a lot of the people that do listen to our show, Sam, are, you know, former executives or executives looking to get into franchising. For anyone who's interested, I mean, is there a such thing called like a typical day as a franchisee, or, you know, I guess each day would probably vary a little bit, wouldn't it?
No, it certainly would. I think that this system is a unique system in the sense that it is very low startup cost, comparatively speaking, for a franchise, under $100,000.
Right.
Most people will get involved in the business for that number. And then on an ongoing basis, it's very low overhead. You have very few employees that you're working with. You don't have a big showroom. Or staffing or other issues normally associated with running any kind of a franchise. So it's low cost, low overhead, and the franchisee's main job every day is servicing their customers. And
right.
That's what I tell people, is that your customer is the key to your success. And so
sure.
We teach everything from how to approach them, how to do the selling, and then what the crew should be doing out there. And that's the franchisee's primary job, is to manage the sales service process.
That's fantastic. Next question, you're probably one of the most qualified people to answer the question, studying your background, Sam, is what advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them are looking to buy a franchise. But as you know, I mean, there's so much out there today. We find that a lot of them just simply don't know where to begin, and it becomes a bit overwhelming. So what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Now, Marty, you're touching something that is dear to my heart right now, because this is the part of business that I love, is helping people find their right fit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the primary thing that I tell people. Your starting point is to do a self-evaluation and come up with the things that you like to do. If you are not a hands-on person, don't get into the lawn maintenance business.
Right.
If you like being outside, there's all kinds of businesses to look at outside. If you're more
sure.
of a analytical bookkeeping type person, there's franchises there. If you have a love food, then food offers great opportunities.
Right.
So
right.
That's the first thing I tell people, is really decide what you want to do, what you like to do, not necessarily what you have experience at, because in the franchising world, experience can be taught. So that's
right,
the first starting
right.
point. Second thing I tell people is figure out your resources and don't overextend. The Chamber of Commerce, National Chamber of Commerce, says that the number one reason for business failures in the United States is undercapitalization. So you've got to know your resources and don't overextend it. Talk to the people that are most important to you and get their input. And I always tell people, give your loved ones permission to hurt your feelings, if that's what it takes, so they can be brutally honest about what they see in you. Then when you get to the company, research the owners first. Know who the owners are. Go visit them. Make sure that their goals and ambitions align with what you really are looking for. And character is important. It's extremely important.
Yeah.
And then the second thing you want to research is the industry. Is it a good, stable industry? And instead of some fad that could come and go. And then the third thing is research the franchise model. Most people get that a little out of order because the first thing they want to do is research the franchise model. And I tell them, no, back up and go look at the owners and then look at the industry. And then thirdly is look at that. And finally, franchising is not selling. Franchising is finding good fits and good matches for life ambitions between the franchisee and the franchisor. And if anybody is pushing you or pressuring you to purchase a franchise, then you need to run away from that as fast as you can. The people on the other side of the table from the prospective franchisee should be just as anxious to get involved in understanding what both sides are looking for.
Wow, it's a great answer. We've been doing the show 10 years, and I have to say that's one of the best responses we've had in almost 500 shows. So I could tell you've been doing this a long time.
Thank you.
It just included everything. It's just a great response. So what are the plans then, Sam? I mean, I can ask you as the president of the organization, I mean, where do you see Stonecoat maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, I tell everybody our goal is world dominance in this industry.
Of course.
But we feel like that we can dominate the market in this veneer stone. Our goal is to become a building material of choice for architects, builders, homeowners across the board. We have a unique situation. I don't want to call it a problem with our with where we are, because we have to teach people what we're doing. If we were selling hamburgers, everybody knows what a hamburger is, but people just kind of look at you with blank stares if you tell them you're blowing stone and turning their home into a stone home. So we are our biggest hurdle right now is simply educating the public. Once the public sees this, understands what we're doing, it's just a no-brainer. People are really, really moving toward this concept, both on the commercial and the residential side.
I imagine so. Well, it's great. I was totally blown away again when I saw the pictures and the videos, and I knew I had to have you on the show. So what's the best way for our listeners, Dan, to get more information on Stonecoat as a product and service and as becoming a franchisee as well?
Well, there's a couple of websites I'm going to refer you to. One of them is stonecoatfranchise.com.
Okay.
And that will give you information about our franchise model. And then stonecoat.com, which is more geared toward the product and the daily operations of business. And if my number and my information can be reached through there, and if anyone just fills out the request more information form, we will certainly get back with them.
That's fantastic. It was a privilege to have you on the show. Also to have you on the show.
Thanks.
It's been a real privilege for me, and I'd like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is a wonderful concept.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it, Marty. And it was a pleasure talking to you, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
The pleasure has been mine. Thank you so much, Sam. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.